5. A fox to run with. "Are you going to Ouistreham?" I asked the spanth. This was at the inn I'd tractored to, the Rowan Horse, a handsome old wooden fire trap much loved by travellers keen to spare their purses. I was sitting in a chair by the spanth's bed when I spoke, and it really wasn't a fair question, considering she was sleeping. Quick as summer lightning, she caught me up by the heel and dangled me upside down out the window I'd opened. What she didn't know was that I hadn't spoken until I was ready to wake her. I'd already had a peek around her room and looked through her meagre worldly goods. No bath in this place, but a bowl of murky water where she'd washed, bloody wrap linen soaking in it, fresh ones on her arm where my arrow pricked her, her shield leaning against the wall, that pretty spadine of hers naked on the bed beside her, very like a gunnish sayax, but more elegant, an angular sword, the blade just shy of 2 feet long, broader near the foible, with a stout spine, a fuller, and a wicked point that called to mind a shard of broken glass. How fast she would have driven that into my heart had I breathed wrong as I leaned over her. But there's the thrill of the profession. Her pouches hadn't been hard to peek into. She had less money than you'd want if you were going far, at least on her belt. I didn't take any. It wasn't so much money that she wouldn't miss whatever I took, and I wanted her on my side. It's hard for me to leave money in its bag, though. I've got some sort of disease about money, a love for coin that has little to do with commerce. I just love the way it looks and feels and smells. I hoped one day to hoard enough of it to run through my hands with no need to spend it. She had Ispanthian silver, 3 lotuses and 2 king's heads, complete with long-haired, mustachioed King Caliph at his mustachiest, but also Holtish shillings, a few copper shaves, and even 1 Gallardian lion worth all the rest combined. I smelled that one, ran my thumbnail on its ridges, even put it in my mouth and savoured its taste. That one was gold. Don't worry, I dried it on my shirt before I put it back, though I stared at it again. I love the way the lion looks like he's smiling. I love the 3 swords vertical and 1 cross dagger on the back. Gallardians know their money. Best engravers and sculptors in the East, as good as the ones in old Kesh before the knock. My favourite coin is the Gallardian owlet, which isn't even gold, just silver. But whoever carved the stamp for that one must have loved owls. It looked just like one. You expected the bastard to hoo at you. And on the tail side, a tree with a crescent moon behind. I hate spending owlets when I get them, but eventually I have to. I always run out of money. Whatever was in the messenger bag would have to stay her secret. She had been sleeping on it. It didn't sit heavy where she wore it, so not many coins if it were coins. Probably had bearer notes from a bank or jewels or some other light currency, but you never know what's in a person's most guarded pouches. Where I thought to find money, I've nipped sacks containing locks of horse mane, a bag of sand, a pouch of baby teeth. The strangest thing was a dried heart, almost certainly human. I'm glad that fucker didn't catch me. But then none of them catch me. Where was I? Oh, right, upside down. And don't picture the spanth holding me by the ankle one-handed like some thrall mountain's quarter giant. No, she had me two-handed. Elbows braced on the sill. I didn't struggle, just crossed my arms. Felt rather good, actually, all the blood going in my head. "Are you bound for Ouistreham?" I said again. "And where'd the bird go?"
"Shut up about the bird."
"Fine. What's your name, then?"
"You don't need to know it."
"All right. But are you going to Ouistreham?"
"You're a guild thief. You have training in magic. If I drop you, it won't hurt you, will it?"
"If I say no, will you think of a different way to hurt me?"
"Maybe."
"Then yes, it'll hurt me very much. Please, brave knight, do not drop me on my melon." She dropped me, but I don't hold that against her. We were only on the 3rd floor. Using the wall to break myself, I landed on my feet and rolled. Then I climbed back up to the window pretty fast. She had her sword ready, but not in my face or anything. She knew I could have killed her while she slept. Not that she was careless. She'd locked the window tight. I'm just hard to keep out.
and even harder to kill. If you speak Galtish and know my name, you probably figured that out already. In our blackish, brackish tongue, a kinch is a loop in a rope, or a noose. It can also mean a tangle or an unexpected problem, which I certainly was for my mother, being only 3 months younger than my parents' wedding day. I suppose unexpected trouble describes Galts generally, at least as we've been found by our conquerors from Holt. It took the Holtish 50 years to subjugate our land, and they've spent the 3 centuries since regretting it. No good at taking orders, black tongues, we'll never be invading anybody, but we're hell on our own soil. Galts are natural archers and good at throwing anything from a stone to a spear to a rotten squash. Fine musicians and riders, too, back when horses ran on the plains. That, of course, was before the goblins came. They say Galts are what's left of elves with our gently pointy ears and small bones. My hair's browny copper, more red in the light, and my beard comes in ginger, what little I can grow. Not that the question of elves had been decided. Most university twats said no. Some said mayhap. But every village near a peat bog had the legend of some old tuber farmer hauling up a wee man-like thing with bog-blackened skin, sharp ears, and the finest jewellery you've ever seen. Not that anyone you knew personally had seen one, and the jewellery had always been stolen or sold. But what did I know? Nothing but my name. My name is Kinch, or Kinch na Shannock, or fucking Kinch if you prefer. It won't be the first time I've heard it, I said. She grunted. I sat cross-legged on the sill, looking at the spanth with my big lady-killing green eyes. Eyes light like western jade, I'd been told. Shall we journey west together? She considered me. What will you do for me? It's what we'll do for each other, so tell me. I'll watch while you sleep. Sleep while you watch. I'll lie to you when it doesn't matter, but I'll also lie for you when it does. If you let me do the talking, I'll make sure you miss the penny cock with a pizzle itch, and get the best wine in the merchant's barrel. You'll never again meet a door you can't get through, nor a wall you can't get eyes over. I need your arms, yes, but you need my nose. If you do the worst of the fighting, I'll make sure you know where your foes are coming from, and cull the weak ones. I won't be your dog, but if you're half the wolf I think you are, you've found a fox to run with. She said, "Ask me again tomorrow," and went to sleep with her back to me.